There we go. Okay, here's our introduction. Hi. Of who we have with us. Oh.
How are you? Jump right into it. I'm here too.
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. How are you? You feel off.
I feel off?
A little.
Ooh.
No?
What do I feel like?
I don't know.
I took an allergy pill.
Oh.
I'm like, hi.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I don't know. That's the vibe I was getting.
Oh my God, not at all.
Okay, good.
I'm happy to see you. Really happy to see you. I'm sad I missed Ted's party.
Rude. It was epic. I'm sad. Camping. You know what? I was pretty upset that you missed that one.
I'm really
only
upset.
Because I really wanted you to see the house.
It had nothing to do with Ted's birthday either, and everything to do with you.
Yeah.
Who do we have here today?
Okay. Here is the connection.
Okay.
Samantha was the first to start having kids out of all of us, and she had a nanny who was amazing, Clemencia.
Oh, yeah.
And Clemencia's daughter Gabby listens. She loves it. So hi, Gabby. So Clemencia worked for Samantha for several years. Then I hired Clemencia. And then Megan, I had no idea who Megan was. And Megan had a baby. And I asked Clemencia if she knew anyone. But a mutual friend, I referred Clemencia's sister to a mutual friend of ours. The mutual friend passed on hiring a nanny at the time. And said, I'm going to refer to another one of my friends, referred her to Megan. Then I still didn't know who Megan was for several months, but our kids were playing together because our nannies were sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And so then finally I was like, oh, she kind of works in entertainment. I should meet her. And then we met at Sunnyside, which is a school all of our kids went to. Mm-hmm. And then here's Megan. And now she's like a good friend of all of ours.
Friends forever. Just like that.
Yeah, and she's from Texas.
What is her full name? What does she do? Like,
her name's Megan Senior, and she's a publicist.
And that's me.
That's incredible.
All. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Is your daughter the same age as?
She is 3. She's a few months older than Lola.
She's same class.
Same class.
Cool.
Only child.
Mm-hmm.
One and done.
She's like Doogie Howser.
Oh, that's such a compliment, right?
Yeah, very
she
smart.
Is. She's very sharp.
Oh, thank you.
like
she
Lola
gets it all
was
from
like,
me.
Like sucking on pacifiers, and you're like, what's this? Lola just hoping she'd say like monkey, and Charlotte would be like, it's a blue-black gorilla. And you're like, what? Like at 2. You're
it's
like,
a nook. All right, so what do we? Thank you for being
of
here,
course,
Megan.
Thank you
we're
for
excited.
Having
I told
me.
Cottie to deliver somebody, and she delivered you. I'm very excited about it.
God, I can't let you guys down.
No,
I know.
No,
and she's lived here like 20 years, and she still has an accent.
Thank God.
I do, but you know what? This helps me. I'm sorry, but like, you have to have something a little bit different, and like, ding the bell. I said like. Nobody called.
Oh, and then
you said like
to introduce yes. this. Whenever Samantha or Megan says like, I'm going to nail them on it.
Or Cottie, by the way.
Yeah, you're going to do it too.
I'm not
we need
say it.
We each need a bell. But
okay,
what
go.
I was saying is
your accent helps you.
Yes, but at first when I moved out here, people said, "Oh, you need a translator," and kind of gave me a hard time. And even growing up, you know, when you move from a small town to like Austin, your accent is different because there are all these different dialects in Texas, and people would be like, people are going to understand you. Like, why are you talking in that
Where
funny
are you
voice?
From?
East Texas,
okay.
Small town, like an hour and a half northeast of Dallas.
Okay.
But then finally, once I just kind of leaned into it a bit, that's what makes
it's
you
your,
different.
It's your
and
thing.
It's like, that's how people, I guess, know me. It's, this is me. Like, why change it?
No.
It's helpful.
Don't.
It makes I mean, I guess me, it sounds
it,
nice.
It makes nice. You sound more loving and
yeah
sweet.
And then you know that's how you get them
yeah
then you come on
hot. Yeah exactly
shaft them
yes
so Megan's got
shaft them.
Very particular
Twist
tastes
knife.
In coffee no
Ew.
We're doing a taste test today
we are doing the Starbucks seasonal blend.
My mouth is watering I haven't had a Starbucks today
so we're doing a Starbucks tasting of all the fall drinks all right
I really don't know what this one is.
What do you
want to
start
with?
Pie
Shy.
So do we know what they are, or do we just taste them and then guess them?
Jacques didn't even give us a freaking knife.
Jacques didn't even really label these.
Jacques just dropped them off and
ran. Is there a legend?
This one is SHPSI. Does
anyone
know what that is?
SHPSI. for all you Weight Watchers people out there.
This
muffin is 16 points.
This one, did you really check it?
Yeah, 16 points.
This is a pumpkin cream something.
Num.
Iced. Ooh, blended?
It's blended? Oh, damn it.
Are we each going
to is it good?
Take a sip?
Sure. Wait, but there's like no ice, but it's super cold and thick.
Ew. I bet Jacques did.
Okay, very creamy.
Let's pass it around.
Oh, shit. What is this, the same?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this.
I don't know how we're going to...
Okay.
I have not had a Starbucks.
Is this a T.I. pumpkin cream combo?
T.I. pumpkin cream combo.
The hell is that? I don't like that one.
That's my reaction.
This is iced pumpkin cream chai. Oh, this could be my jam.
Oh, this one tastes like an ashtray.
Yum.
Okay, wait. I need a comparison. Give me that. Is that the same one?
Iced pumpkin cream chai.
That one's awful.
This one's
not good.
I bet that's low calorie.
These are the same thing. Get them away.
This one's bomb.
They literally taste like an ashtray.
Who doesn't love a chai, an iced chai?
Oh, it's they're really good.
You don't know an iced chai?
You like an iced chai?
I love one. I haven't had it ever.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what is this one?
Oh, my God. It's a Glade candle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the chai.
And I like it.
Oh, this is better than that, but it's...
sweet as shit.
You just need a little bit.
Oh, you know what? If we mixed that with the cream combo.
This is a shaken apple oat.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not sure how I feel about this one.
It's freaking delicious.
The apple oat?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So pumpkin cream, no, but there's no sweetener in that pumpkin cream.
Damn, that's good.
You know, growing up.
I bet you Texans
there were
like
no
this
Starbucks.
Shit.
There were no Starbucks in my hometown, okay? We, like, had nothing. So when we would drive to Dallas, we would stop by Starbucks, and that would be a luxury, okay?
Yeah.
So on our way there, we'd get
it. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd get a Frappuccino. Then on the way home, I would want another Frappuccino because, you know, you don't get them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a huge meltdown because my mom, 16.
Okay.
Yesterday.
I mean, who doesn't?
It's like a meltdown.
I mean, I wanted two Frappuccinos, and I didn't get two Frappuccinos.
Those are like
okay, that.
Yeah, and you should throw a tantrum for that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's tantrum worthy.
It's like we're right there near the Starbucks.
Yeah.
This is.
That's your
I
drink
like
right
this
there.
First. No.
That's
the,
your
the
drink.
Chai.
That one has cinnamon.
Wait, give me the little
they
apple
both do.
Oat.
Oh, they don't.
The pumpkin chai.
I just had it.
Pumpkin chai and the this whatever this is. The PSI.
My God.
I don't know what that is. It's really
so
good. Give me some of the pumpkin muffin.
Oh, pumpkin cream cheese. Enjoy that little ditty.
What? Are they both the same?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think they're that great. I hope that Starbucks is not sponsoring you guys. Because
oh, they are. We're that big.
Starbucks wanted to do, like, you know, a four-year deal. We could
just passed it up.
We can't commit.
I've ruined it for you.
Okay. All right. I mean, fine.
Oh,
you know what I would prefer over this pumpkin muffin is like a pumpkin bread.
No.
Okay. This is the same thing.
I like it.
In the center.
I like it.
I'm fine.
Fine.
It's not worth 16 points.
It's not blowing my mind. You know, pumpkin,
I think is a specific. That's good.
That's better than the drinks.
I sort of feel like you love pumpkin or you're not
you
into
love.
It. Right? I mean, I don't know that anyone's adverse, but I also don't think the lion's share of people are picking pumpkin chai over a regular chai.
No, they're not.
Mm. Does, and
this
by the
is
way,
a gimmick.
Does,
and
pumpkin,
then
does pumpkin even really have a flavor?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It does.
I feel like pumpkin is flavored by cinnamon, nutmeg, sugar.
Yeah, but that's a taste.
Mm-mm. I don't think pumpkin really tastes or smells
pumpkin.
Like anything. I'm sorry, I'm gonna claim
but
that.
But then why does everybody love it so much?
Because
it's
a seasonal flavoring. It's seasonal.
It's almost like butternut squash. There's like a texture, but it doesn't really have a flavor. Think about it. It doesn't really.
No, but it's
with enough salt,
it's
it does.
Thing,
exactly,
like
with enough
season.
Salt. If you had a scratch and sniff butternut squash or pumpkin,
gross.
Well, if it was a scratch and sniff sticker of pumpkin, you'd be smelling cinnamon, and like nutmeg. Like
Likely.
I said, like
Now I just want a regular coffee.
All right.
Here, what's this one? I need to see how many fucking points these are. I can't just go into
that. I wouldn't look. You've already passed it.
No, I haven't. I didn't eat anything.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything. Shoot, just taste tests don't count, okay?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you've been watching all the comments that we've been getting on the social media clip about me saying I didn't want my kids to have a phone or social media.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen
it? People will die on the hill for that
goodness.
One.
So, I just want to clarify to anyone who's interested or still watching this, I have to say I love all of the comments. Varying severities. There's like the people that absolutely think you should give your kids phones and social media, and then there's the other ones who think you should safeguard it for as long as possible. I just want to clarify that I personally, I can't speak for Lauren, I personally don't believe you should keep it from them and try to create like some sneaky behavior. And I do think there can be sneaky behavior regardless of you withholding things from kids. Like I didn't have a lot of rules. I didn't have a lot of discipline as a kid, and I was still sneaky.
Same.
What I'm saying is I don't think you should withhold it. I think that is an impossible feat. But I would like to dish it out in increments, I guess. I don't just want to be like full blast.
Like have limitations.
And like slowly unroll the whole thing. Like here's the phone. You can have Instagram, but it's private, or you know, but not all at once.
Not like
TikTok,
here's
Instagram,
a phone and here's TikTok.
Yes,
and an age limit too. I mean, there has to be a specific.
All the things. I just want to clarify that I do not believe you can keep it from them, or that that's a great idea. I would just, in a perfect fantasy land, I would like them to never have a phone.
Yeah,
but that's not real.
I wish I didn't.
Well, you
got
to go with the times. You know, you got to go with the times.
Yeah,
and this is where we're at.
But so many people were like, preach, Cottie, preach. Because, but I was being dramatic about how I felt.
I was more on your side because I was like, never, ever, ever.
Because you know where I'm coming from, and it's not, I'm clearly not being realistic.
I mean, because you know, like, people are creating, they also, too, set up their own accounts, and then they have the accounts that their parents don't see, and that's the scary thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, I think, more for girls, for parents that have young girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have
They're
two boys.
Shot.
Well,
yeah,
Ted
like,
just started an Instagram.
Shut up.
No, he did
up.
Not.
He did.
On what?
Just kidding.
See, she's a liar.
I was lying. CPS, because that's too young.
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. Because there was
Preach,
a lot, there was a lot
of hate for you.
Not hate, actually, no. And I was proud of myself because I wasn't taking any of it personally, as I like
Look
to
at
do.
You.
I was just like, okay, this person is.
Sorry.
Anyways, my point is, I believe that we have to introduce it to our kids in some way. But I just want to do it in the most responsible way and not let them go completely wild, because Luca has friends in his class that are 11, 12 years old, more girls than
they
boys
have it.
That have had TikTok, that have had Instagram, that have had phones for like a few years.
Wow. That seems young.
I mean, I guess
that's
like,
what I think.
But I mean, to each their own.
Just think about when we all got phones. I mean, I was probably 14 or 15.
I was 16.
And
I was 15.
And I was one of the first people of my friends to get a cell phone.
We didn't have social media, though.
Mm-hmm.
We had, what is it, T9, T3 text on the Nokia.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Which was so much more innocent.
All you did was call. You couldn't even
didn't
really
text.
I didn't text
in high school. No one texted.
That's why
long.
When you were talking about the iPad coming out and Steve Jobs' kids having the iPad, whether they did or they didn't, there was very few apps. There was very few social media.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Basically nothing. Yeah. So,
was there even YouTube?
Go ahead. Go email your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Go to a chat room.
Anyway, moving on. Just wanted to bring that up because I've been watching people weigh in.
I didn't
And
even
I find
think
it
about
so
well,
fascinating.
It's such a
fascinating.
Hot topic. It's such a hot topic because everybody, it just comes down to, you know, how everyone parents differently. Because there are pros to children having cell phones.
For sure. But I don't believe that every child that doesn't get it is going to become obsessed. I don't think that. Some agreed. Will. Some might not.
Yeah.
The Libra's coming out. She wants the balance.
I don't know. I think if you deprive anyone of anything like that,
they want it more.
Exactly.
Typically, but not always. It's taboo. Not always. Like I said, I had very few rules, very little supervision, and I still was a sneaky little bitch.
Yeah, same. But okay, I will say exactly. this.
Could you imagine if you were restrained?
Who knows? I actually wish I was more restrained. I feel like I wouldn't have gotten away with as much.
But think about this. So I have a secret TikTok account because I need it for work, just to monitor and see, you know, trends, things like that.
And when are you watching it? Don't you find it frenetic?
I barely ever look at it. Mm-hmm. A few nights ago, I got on it like mm-hmm. before bed, mm-hmm. and it is so addicting mm-hmm. that you just, I mean, there's everything. Like, I got from, like, Dr. Pimple Popper to, like, the worst Airbnb, stories to, like, you can search anything. But then, like, it just, the next video up.
Doesn't that give you anxiety? That's what I feel like it would do to
me.
Well,
I don't want to go to the bad, well, I mean, I guess, I don't want to go to
some pretty dark shit on TikTok.
Yeah, but, like, I don't want to go.
How'd this show up in her feed?
But I don't want to go,
like. You searching?
Well, tell me what it is.
The really thin people.
Oh my god. Oh god. What? Okay.
Where I was like, how did okay. like
well it
are
was
you
somebody
searching
this?
This?
No, this is what I do. This is see this is another like bad thing.
Wait,
it was
watch
somebody
your success stories?
It was someone that was very thin, very, very, very thin, that clearly has a problem that needs help. Mm. And I think like a lot of freaks out there are commenting, and I think it's like negative attention, but still somehow I came across that. But that was scary. I tried to get off of that. But there are some helpful things like hacks and
Cottie's pizza recipe.
Yeah, exactly. Workout stuff. Workout things. Like,
but how do you know which to take seriously?
I don't know. I mean, but my point of the story is that it is so addicting. Just for me, who is an adult or tries to be, in a matter of like 3 nights, I'm sitting there and hours go by and I'm just like this.
You're
hooked.
I don't.
Yes,
hooked
and that's
in.
The same for like. I know that we can't talk about this because I'm sure like every kid I know they do it. That's no different than like kids on the YouTube channel, like the kids on the YouTube.
Yeah.
The YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like instant gratification. It's like a dopamine hit. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, but I find with the YouTube, they're on each video longer, and the attention span is a bit longer.
You think?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
They're not, I don't know, is there a limit to how long a TikTok can be?
I don't know. I'm not well versed enough
minutes?
In it.
10 minutes, but I find most of them are like a minute or
30
under.
Seconds.
Do you
yeah.
have TikTok?
No, in fact, maybe friends would send me links to funny things, and I'd be like, I don't have TikTok. I'd click on it and be like, do you have a TikTok account? And I'd write back, what is it? Because I don't have an account. I'm not logging in. I think I eventually
did one.
Oh, I think I did that too, just to see stuff.
Because people would forward me things, and I couldn't see.
Yeah.
But there's no desire in me to go on.
There's
just too much content.
There's so much. But now, like, for me, for work, I get requests for press and stuff where it's like you have to, like, somebody wants someone to do a TikTok video or this or that, or it's going to be
wild.
On TikTok. So you kind of, it's like I feel like I have to know a little bit of it to try and educate myself on it just for work. But it's so addicting.
And the money people are making and the products people are selling, it's on a whole nother, it's like Instagram on steroids.
Yeah.
That's where everything's headed.
Yeah, it's so foreign to me.
So foreign to me.
And like the dancing videos.
Oh, the dance.
Oh my God.
That's what I think it started with.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's now, it's like the younger kids are doing videos where it doesn't even make sense. Like there are a few like funny ones where it's like they're making fun of like, oh, well, somebody is I don't know, it's like somebody's just given birth and they're doing a dance thing, or it's like a get ready with me. It's like this generation of kids now on, it's all TikTok. It's just at weird, inconvenient times where you're like, I don't need to see that. And you don't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
But why are you doing a dance? Your child has just been born. And it makes no, and I don't need to see a get ready with me. Yeah. You know, I don't need to see that.
Who has the time or the energy?
I guess if you're 25, I don't know. But that's how I feel.
Some of the setups involved for these tiny little videos, I blow my mind.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's an investment.
I wish I knew more. I really don't.
Well, what we need to do is
y'all
need
weird dance videos that you sent me, like three. Those are the only TikToks I've seen.
Weird dance videos? Of who, me?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
Creepy people
so,
that show up in
your house. Megan lives in my neighborhood. She's just informed me.
We're
so
neighbors.
I'm
going
to be prowling, looking for her. She hasn't seen my skeleton yet, but my neighbor saw my 12-foot skeleton that just went up, and I posted the text on our Insta. Did you see?
No.
I felt very validated. Yes, I forwarded it to you. You said, is this the neighbor that always sees you tan?
Oh, I didn't see it on Insta. I thought you texted it to me.
I did, but then I posted it. My neighbor, who lives a few houses down, saw the skeleton and was like, I'm in a Facebook about a 12-foot skeleton Facebook
page. Oh, I saw
page.
This.
It was so funny. Anyway, I needed help setting it up. Cottie told me, it's really easy. You can totally do it yourself.
Wasn't it?
You are such a liar.
What do you mean?
Are you kidding
you
me?
You had to get, like, wires and put him down to
it
the
is
ground.
You had one wire to hook on his butt.
Okay, now that I've done it once, I could be a professional and maybe do that on the side as a side hustle. It's just so heavy, and you definitely need two people to do it. You did not do the one on your own. Somebody helped you.
She probably
no
got
you know what I
rabbit.
Did
what?
I laid it on its side to do it.
You didn't do it yourself.
Yeah, I did.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I did. Swear.
I
how
was
heavy
cursing
is it?
Your name the whole time.
Oh,
so
and
heavy.
I put the box up and laid him down on the box so I could put the torso on, and
so
then
heavy.
I pushed him up.
So I got him all the way up, and he wouldn't turn on. His eyes wouldn't turn on. And then I tried everything, realized that one of the cords was unplugged in his spine, had to take him down.
Redo oh,
the
wait,
whole thing.
Do they light up too? I thought
the
they
eyes
would just.
Like,
I can't
up.
Figure out the
are
timer.
Yours, are
they
yours
do,
on?
But I.
Oh, I just left mine on.
Plugged in? Or with
batteries?
I know, but I can't figure out the timer on it. I've got to figure out the timer because I'm just burning through C batteries.
Oh, you're already done with some C batteries?
Two sets.
Oh, good. Are they Amazon? Amazon C batteries are the worst.
No, they're like Duracell.
So it's on, off, and then 8 hour, and then 16 hour.
Oh, the button?
Yeah.
On, off, 8 hour.
I'm not sure where I'm at because
hour.
You have to look from the front.
Yeah.
You have to like press the button and just go
but
back.
So I read that this was the last and final restock.
Oh, they're discontinuing.
They're never
it?
Doing it again.
They're all the rage.
I read
aren't
that,
they?
But who knows? We'll see.
Motherfucker.
Stam TBD. But I wanted to pick that bone with you.
I'm so glad.
Disturbed that you told me to put it together. I was cursing your name.
Really?
Yeah. It's like this is not.
I
a
was.
One-man job.
I was.
In fact, this is a three-man job.
I honestly, I don't know how one person can get that skeleton up. It looks taller than 12 feet.
It's a beast.
It is big. It looks bigger than the witch.
The witch
oh, the
is
witch.
A pinner compared
I
to
was
that
like,
thing.
I was shocked by how easy it was. Where I was like, this is so stupid. I can't believe I had Matt.
There's
come
forums
over.
Dedicated to the skeleton.
Yeah, people love it. I wanted to get like some people size skeletons on Amazon, and then they came into the box,
and
I clearly didn't look at the size, and it's like 12 inches. I'm like, no wonder they were so cheap.
So my girlfriend texted me when I posted about the skeleton. Oh, I just got two of those, and this was last week. I go, where?
Yeah.
She goes, I hired this Halloween decorator, and he said that it was his last two. And I was like, he had some? That he sold you?
He probably,
he
like, cross gouged
them. How much she paid for it?
Yeah. Probably, she's one of those girls. I don't know. But she definitely is not afraid of pay. Everything she does is, like, top notch.
Oh, man.
And she's super chic. She's not, like, over the top or anything. I mean, in life, she's very understated, but everything she, any party she does, anything she does is just like so chic, so well done. And I go, send me the thing. I need to know. And there's different tiers of decoration. So the guy comes and puts it all up. It's like a full scape. There's sound effects and webs and lighting. And then they come and take it down. And then but I asked, I said, well, do you own those now? She's like, yeah. It's like, I would have overpaid for two, yeah, and then have someone, but I don't know. I asked the price and she didn't say, but I'll ask her again.
I've priced those out.
I don't really care. I ask people the price of everything.
Where do you store them and how
they
do you break
them for you? That's the beauty of it. These companies.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
But no. Your skeleton. Do they break down by body parts? Like, yes. Where are we storing it?
I kept the box.
I have the box.
But
just thinking
is it a Christmas tree size box? Like, if you don't get a real
way
one,
bigger.
Like, how big is it?
It's.
Cotty and I could both fit in it.
About the size, two of these couches.
Cotty and I could fit in it if we were, like, crunched
and
up.
And the other
this tall.
Thing yeah. to store.
It's
that's why I didn't try for a second.
I'll just stick with my 12-inch skeletons.
Your 12-inch.
Your handheld skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm storing these.
I was a tad outraged when I knew it was just, she just was like, oh, he had them. I'm like, I need more information immediately.
Yeah. Holding out
on you. So wait,
he
comes and sets everything up and then she has to store it all? And then he comes back the next year and does it again?
Well, if she hires him again, I'm sure. This guy does all those houses on Rimpow. Have you guys ever seen those houses?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I priced that out like 2 years ago.
And what was it? What did it look like?
It was like baseline. Yeah. It was like $3,000.
Well, I would think.
You know what?
I mean,
why spend the money when you can just go on over to somebody else's neighborhood
you didn't,
and enjoy it?
Totally.
But you didn't get to keep it. You borrowed all their stuff.
I'll
find
out pricing just out of curiosity. I also spent an entire day trying to get the skeleton up, pulling out other skeletons I had from my garage. Uh-huh. It has consumed me, and it's not even really anything. I mean, that guy's up, and I don't really have any sort of other like situation happening.
Did the kids like it?
Yes. No, I love it. It's just so much
time. It's a big undertaking.
And then it has to all come down, so I don't know. I'm bitter. I'm bitter.
But it looks good, and you do it for your kids, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, we have strobe lights in the front yard. I'm going to tell you, the Target spotlight.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Why? The one that changes color. Yeah.
And you just
bomb.
Put that on the skeleton.
It's bomb because I put it underneath the skeleton
shooting
up.
Should I ask her how much she paid?
I'm dying to know because I would
too.
Pay.
I mean, as she knows me too. Like, I'm sort of gauche like that. Like, I'll ask, close people, prices of things. Is that horrible? I'll show you the video in a little bit.
Oh, I want to see the video. Does she have the purple light under him?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I want a coffee.
Okay, what else? You had Ted's party. You said it at your new house. Lisa said it was amazing.
Insane. The party was great.
It was so great.
The party was great.
And I'm not just saying this. I mean it. I wonder if anyone else felt this way. I felt like it was one of the best kids parties I'd ever been to. For their age group.
Yes.
For their age group.
I didn't have that much FOMO until I was like, how was it? You're like, the best to date.
Adults. For his age group.
You would have made me one of those icy vodka drinks of yours.
You know, it was great for his age, 6-year-old boys with the jump thing and whoever you brought with those guys.
What jump
doing
thing?
Like
I got
a big sports
jump house.
But
like with a really steep slide.
Is you got to get a bounce house for Lola age girls and then, you know, a tiny one, just like one of those Fisher Price ones, because then the littles can't jump with the bigs.
Next year, do a joint party. When you have a yard
big. I can't.
Oh, that's too many.
There were 70 for Ted's.
I guess they're spaced out enough, their birthdays.
Yeah.
Lisa, our friend who has twins.
Oh, she needs to be doing joints.
She did two parties in one weekend, and I was like, you
got to
do this.
Oh, God. She has got to do joint. I'm a twin. I have a twin brother. Do a joint birthday. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Mm-hmm. At least when they're little.
Did you guys have joint birthdays?
Yeah, we had joint birthdays. And then eventually.
She's like, do a joint birthday. I didn't have them, but you should do
it.
Yeah,
but eventually it became all about me. And then my brother, it was just like, whatever. He was an afterthought. So it was mainly my birthday. And then he got to sometimes join in.
Oh, I have a product I want to talk about. Sorry about to switch topics. Cotty, have you seen this? Megan, have you seen this slick stick?
No.
Do you know what it's for?
Oh, for your hair.
Oh, yes. What? It's to, like, get it
have
when you're
you
doing
used
a bun?
It before?
No, but I don't know. I've seen it, and
what
I'm
is,
intrigued by
what
it.
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm intrigued by it. I don't have hair I can slick.
No, you do.
Where?
You know,
come here.
Well, she's
Megan.
Pretty, but you know what? She has, like, not frizzy hair.
No, look.
So when you put your hair in a, is that black?
No, what? Look, watch.
Oh, this is like to get my flyaways.
Look at that.
You look like Poindexter.
Shut your mouth. Look at that.
Should I look at myself?
Yes.
Here.
The flyaways are gone. I'm obsessed.
Quit looking at me like that.
Let me see. You're going to buy this and never have another flyaway.
I kind of like. Oh, my God. What is this?
Oh, well, just rub it in.
Ew, I look like something about Mary.
Do not.
You look like Poindexter.
You had flyaways that I just fixed.
See, you have the perfect hair for that. Perfect.
So does Megan. I'm Megan. I fixed like 18 flyaways.
18 flyaways? You crack me up.
Okay, that's better. Ew.
It dries. Can you please give it a minute?
Hey, I'll let it give a minute, but I think that's better mine? When you put your hair in a tight bun.
Yes,
and
for
then
sure.
You'd like slick
do you
it
know
back.
What?
Or like, you do this. No, it's good for all. I don't know. I have a lot of breakage in the front from bleaching.
Yeah.
And like particularly a lot right now. And these are always like ding, ding.
Yeah, that's how mine is.
They won't stay down.
When
this
works. A low tight bun,
I'm obsessed.
This
the slick stick.
Spot.
Anybody who wants to come with me on this journey, obviously, Cotty and Megan do
this?
Not. It
I,
is the anti flyaway hair wand. Obsessed, obsessed, obsessed.
Wait, will you do my bald spot?
It's not crispy.
You know you need for the bald spot? You need that spray that like bald men use. Balding.
Which way do you want it? Just down?
I guess so. Yeah.
You don't really have flyaways.
You don't have as much breakage as Megan and I.
Yeah.
Why? I wonder why that is. I don't know what
to do. You don't bleach as hard.
Oh, really?
I don't
Mine's
think.
All natural.
Yours is natural?
Hers is natural. She doesn't even
I
color
really,
her hair.
No.
You're a natural blonde?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I do highlight my hair now. I do highlight it. But I am a natural blonde.
Megan, you are not.
Yes, I am.
No fucking such thing.
Yes, there is. A natural blonde is a blonde that was born with blonde hair.
So was I.
So we're all natural blondes.
No, I'm not.
See, that's what I call a natural blonde.
Interesting. Very interesting.
A natural blonde is somebody
that
is blonde, and then they, you know, maybe their hair turns.
Turned. It turned.
And then you get it back to your natural color.
Mm.
A non-natural
this
blonde.
Is my were you a blonde baby?
Mm-hmm.
So was our lamp.
I mean.
Interesting.
You were a blonde baby.
So Bert's a natural blonde.
But what I'm talking about here is this color blonde. Like.
No, I was white.
Like, look at Charlotte.
Okay, Charlotte's platinum.
That's how my hair was. It was white.
What?
Wow.
Was it white or what?
It was white.
Look at that picture of her.
It was. It's
she's
like
she's such
really
a little
blonde.
Asshole.
Only.
So Megan, have you been working a lot now with everybody on strike?
I mean, working yes, here and there, but obviously, you know, everyone wants it to end.
Is it fun for you to not be as slammed, or are you like bored?
I mean, for me, it's like. There's still work to be done, different things. But I wish that things were, you know, back to how they were. Everyone. Because it's like everyone needs to work. I understand the cause, but not to get into it too much. But I just want things to be back to normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than not being really busy and then someone asking you to do something. You're like, why did you ruin my day?
But I think.
Yeah, that's true. The busier
the
you are, you're like, throw
you're like,
one
throw
more thing
but
in.
Also, too, it's like everyone, it's like the pandemic and then now this. It's like everybody just wants to
it's
be.
Not, it's not a fun chill.
It's not like, a fun chill. It's not. No, it's not
you're
a
halted.
Fun chill at all. Because it's like, this is, there's, you know, I can't get into it too much, but it's just, this is people's livelihood. Like everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone. So, like, I hope that, you know. There is an agreement that happens soon because, you know, a lot of people are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see.
So you're not enjoying it is what you're trying to tell me.
Correct. Correct. I feel like I like when I'm busy.
Yeah.
I like when I'm busy. Like really busy. But I'm talking about when like really busy.
Like I wouldn't be able to travel like you do. I can't.
It's traveling is nice, especially when you have kids. It's a new... I have a new outlook
a new
on my job after having Charlotte. Because
I'm sure
honestly.
Ryan does too.
What does your husband do?
Business affairs.
For a studio or something?
Yes.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, that's fine.
like for me with work, now that we can, you know, when I have to travel, it's like freedom.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to take care of a child, you know.
Did you guys meet in the industry?
We met on Bumble. But it's a funny story because we actually met over email like 6 months before that, because he was working at NBC Universal at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he did like the deals for the late night shows and SNL. And then I had a client going on SNL. And I couldn't get something signed, and they were like, talk to this person. And so we emailed back and forth, and he never got back to me. And I was like, what the heck? Like, who does he think he is? And then finally he calls me back, and he's like, everything's fine. This is how it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. And then we ended up matching on Bumble, and I didn't know. Like, we didn't know.
Because you never just look at the saw his face. Yeah, you just
exactly,
knew his name.
Exactly. And so then we go to dinner. We meet up and go to dinner, and then he's telling me what he does. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I think this is the guy. And like nobody in my field ever really crosses paths with business affairs.
Are you the same age?
No, he's 5 years older. Perfect. To the day Perfect. Of me. We have the same birthday.
No.
Yes.
When's your birthday?
December 22nd. And this is weird. And this is weird.
And keep going.
And this is weird. And he has the same name as my twin brother. So my twin
is
named
weird. His name's Ryan.
True, that's pretty
His
common
name's
name.
That's amazing.
So that's how.
Wait, do you know Lisa's birthday is December 22nd?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
And Ilana, my mother-in-law, is December 22nd?
It's a great day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's epic.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's a cool story.
It's a success story, a Bumble
How
success.
Many dates did you go on before?
Oh, my God.
Gross. I can only imagine.
Like, were you almost to the point where you were going to quit?
Well, I was 32. And actually, I found dating fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, I almost wanted to write, like, I would never do this, but, like, write a book of all the funny dating stories.
Yes.
Because the thing is, you can't go into it, like, you go into it, like, just so open-minded. Almost like an interview in a way,
yeah,
but still like fun because
be
the thing
so
is
promising.
Just because this person, you may not want to date them moving forward, it still could be like a nice person that could work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing wrong with that person. It's just like not a match.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it fun because you just get to meet so many different, like that's what I liked about back in that day.
With all the people that you didn't really click with.
I mean, I went on probably a lot of dates.
Yeah.
And of course, like I would, if I didn't really like the person or if I knew it wasn't going to be a match right away, which I feel like you know, once you're above 30, you kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would just set it free. So if they didn't want, if they wanted to go on another date and I didn't, I'd just be like, peace, you know.
Was but Bumble the only app you were on?
I was on Tinder.
Mm.
And it's just when Rise started, but I got on that, but I never really pursued it.
What was it, Rise?
Raya,
yes. Why, is Raya and Tinder the same owner?
No. I don't think so.
You were thirsty for marriage, weren't you?
Thirsty, bitch.
Well, you know, I was 32.
I love
being
it.
Being a Southern
though.
Girl.
You know, that's not even that old, really, especially
no.
for L.A.
No,
I don't know.
For here, definitely not. But it's like, it's so hard to meet people.
Yes, and especially in PR, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because I worked in PR for a few years, it's mostly women.
Yeah.
And you're not...
No one's married.
But you're not crossing paths
no.
with a ton of men.
No, you're not. You're definitely...
And if you are...
And if you are,
they're
probably interested in other men.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I feel lucky.
I found that
but
a particularly
that's why
hard field to meet
it's
people.
It's like... It's so hard to meet people, and I do think that dating apps are, there are, like, some good success stories if you do it right.
Yes, I agree. And, in fact, before I got married, dating apps were still taboo a bit.
Yeah.
There was, like, eHarmony.
Uh-huh.
What was the other one? JDate. I mean, it was very strange.
Okay, Cupid.
Yes, but it was still to the point where you're like, why are you doing that? You'd be better off trying to meet somebody on MySpace or Facebook or something.
Yeah.
And then I would say like 5 years after that, there were so many good ones, so easy for people to connect and meet each other. And I think it's really cool. I love it. I would have been into it.
I would have.
You would have been into it? Because you were with Mike by then.
And you can, I mean,
Mike when I was 23.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But there's people, obviously, that aren't being completely honest.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like you can...
weed those people out? Yes, but I also think the matching is so much more precise. You can know a bunch of factors if you're being honest and they're being honest about these people before you're just blindly, oh, he's cute.
People have a warped perception of themselves, though.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to fill out, like, a fasting app. It's like, are you a beginner, intermediate, advanced? I'm like, advanced. I've never successfully fasted.
Who's ever asked you that?
Oh, like on my health apps I do. I'm always like,
what
advanced.
Is fasting?
I'm like, are you active?
No,
set a term.
You're
active.
You're like none of the above. People try and like, you really have to be honest. But with Bumble, it literally said nothing. I was like, he has a job? Great. I'll do it. Like everything else that I've been going after has not ended in a successful relationship. So why not try the opposite? So mm-hmm. I was like, this person looks nice. He doesn't look like a dick, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was like basically blind. I didn't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm. It's just like picture.
I saw his picture, and I mean, he was bald.
See, I would
never in a million years would be like, oh, I'm gonna like date a bald guy. But I was like, he looks pretty hot. And
usually, guys that are bald have higher testosterone levels, which can be fortuitous in other arenas.
Oh, okay. Well,
for real.
Good to know.
Like my dating app, if I filled one out honestly, I wouldn't have any matches, or I'd get real psychopaths.
But you can match, like for Bumble.
It'd be like, do you enjoy travel? No, I fucking hate it. Like, do you like being outside?
So harsh.
Only if I'm eating. Like, no.
Do you enjoy what?
Being outside, and it's like if I'm eating, okay, or drinking. It's like,
well, I'm sure you could.
Otherwise,
she
likes a dark den.
Do you
of
like
AC.
Hiking? I'm like, it's dreadful. Like, I would get like the freaking.
Well, you would just you could find a match.
Sloth.
There's somebody sofa else. Sloth.
Well, you had one of those. You had one of those for a little while.
Who? Oh, outdoor.
Outdoor. She calls him outdoor.
Oh, is that the nickname?
Outdoor Mike. She only dates guys named Mike.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Only Max.
This is why I want to help Lisa. Because how is she not able to find somebody on a dating app?
And
I know she's
I
so successful. She's successful. She's pretty. Like
you don't need to. Yeah. Should we all? I don't know.
Because
I
have talked to her about this.
Okay,
I told her.
Tell me.
Here's
our
what
friend,
you need
our
to
friend
do.
Lisa has been on. Is a mother of two. Has been single for quite a long time, and I feel like she's a catch for the right person.
An old guy.
I mean, would be psyched.
Would be
not
stoked.
Old.
What do you mean
by old?
Old?
No, not old, but you know what I mean. Like I told her, I was like, you need to find an app for like older dads who are done raising their kids but like kids. You're not going to find someone that like doesn't have kids and is our age and is like stoked
well,
to jump into the
room. Actually,
or
you might.
Could,
you
yeah,
might.
Or you could. Well, that. But or you could find someone who has their own kids, but that's tricky too because
tricky.
Then they're having to.
You want someone that their kids are about to graduate. They enjoy kids. They've got the spark to raise a kid again. They're stoked because she's hot.
I just want it to work for her, and I think it can, but she's not doing it in the right way. Like you said, you have to do it in the right way.
I think it's like, I don't know what it would be like now as a almost 40-year-old. I'm trying to hang on to every
hang on.
Last
hang on.
Bit to do a dating app now. Like, I don't know. I feel like maybe, now I'm like going against dating apps, but I don't know. There maybe
she's
it's a
different.
Setup. Maybe is there a setup like?
It's too much pressure on the people setting them up.
But not really. It's just like try this out, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Just give it a go.
I did that with somebody last year, with a friend of Duran's and a friend of mine, and she wasn't into him, and I think he's kind of still into her, even though he just proposed to this other girl. And then I weirdly feel responsible, and occasionally she'll text me saying, oh, he just texted me, or like we never even kissed, and he just keeps kind of trying to engage with her.
Yeah.
And so I weirdly feel bad for her and for him, even though I get why she's not in. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah. Well, you can't be like too close to each of them.
Yes.
Because if they're going
to
have to like
have
run
to
in the same circle.
Yeah.
Like that happened to me once when I was set up.
Yeah.
And I mean, then it's like years later, then you see him with their wife and your kid and you'd be like, well, that could have been me. But also you're like,
that could have been me. Thank God it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've never seen anyone and thought that.
So, Cotty, I forget if you had met Mike before, your husband, before we went out to this event to meet up with him one time. Remember this? That art show?
I had met him once in person before.
So she had met him once. And twice, for whatever reason, yeah. I think he invited her to this art show.
Oh,
and she's like, no. Come with me. What, you hadn't met him?
I had, like, seen a picture? Him out.
Oh.
But, like, yeah, when did we do that?
But how
did
you work together?
Yeah, no. How did you know? Kind of. How did you know, like, what he looked like, or how did you know?
On Facebook.
Okay, you put it together. You would talk to him randomly and then put it together.
And I'd seen him at a premiere.
And then he invited her to meet up with him at this art show or something. Mm-hmm. She makes me go with her, and the whole time we're like, shadowing, ghosting behind him, and we never said hi to him. Do you remember?
No, and he left with another girl.
Yeah, we never said hi to him.
And we were like, I'm like,
I don't know that he left with another girl. That's her story.
He did.
But we were there to kind of see him, and we were too shy to talk to him. I don't know why.
It was the weirdest art show.
But he invited you, and you creeped, and you didn't even...
Well, it was kind of a soft invite.
He's
like, my friend's having an art show if you want to swing by. And I was like... Well, I'll see. And I'm like, Samantha, it's 9:00. We've got to be there. And then we're like, this is amazing. Where is he?
Yeah.
It was so weird. We were just really
I'll never forget.
Creepy.
We were so unsuccessful. I felt like such a stalker.
We were in
looking
the weirdest
at
part of town. Yeah. And then we were stuck Cahuenga. There. We were stuck
on Cahuenga.
There. And we were just like,
but see, don't you kind of miss those fun moments like that? Like, I know that stage in our life is past, but like doing all those crazy little things like that with surrounding dating.
Because
now you look back and you're like, thank God I'm not like that anymore. But then it's so, you
or
think
why
back
was I
on
so
it.
Shy? I mean, even me being your friend, I should have gone up and said hi to him. I don't know what was going on.
We were both like,
we were probably stoned. We used to be stoned like most
bad
often
idea.
On weekends.
We probably showed up. Yeah,
we're
like,
so antisocial and scared of the world. We're like, take me home.
I remember going out to the sidewalk after that show and looking and go, all right, now what do we do? And you're like, you want to go get a drink? I was like, sure.
I'll never forget it because I always think of that. Think of you and Mike married. I think of that one, the first sighting.
That's so funny.
And then I made you go get him at Stone Rose, remember?
Probably. I don't know.
Back in the days when you can get a table for like $350 if you bought
what
the cheapest.
What is Stone
app.
Rose?
Stone Rose was this place we used to go to.
Like what
wasn't
area?
That the restaurant at the Sofitel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stone Rose. Yeah. Oh, there.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
right.
been like
okay,
a million
yes,
different
yes,
restaurants.
Yeah. Okay. I remember.
Yeah. But it was kind of cool for a second.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oy. We could have been there at the same time, guys.
Probably.
We probably were.
Oh, yeah. Hitting up all the hot spots.
There's a lot of hot rods in our hair.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So funny.
I know.
But, yeah, the dating app thing is fascinating to me. I would have been down.
Ugh.
It's a fun experiment. I really, truly, I met some great guys on there. Like and I also met some not great guys on there.
You're so fortunate that you had a part of your life where you were just, like, so lonely, you know?
Oh, my God.
I would have picked all the, like, most, not the hot guys, because the ones that are photoshopping their pictures trying to make themselves
so
look
weird. Well, you know, you just have to pick right. Like, you're
or, like,
not,
the not pretty boys.
Yeah. No. I didn't discriminate. I was like, let's just try it all out.
Most of the pretty boys I've dated were so dull.
Yeah.
Wait. Sorry, go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry. I remember what I was going to say.
I'm scared.
Go ahead.
Has anyone tried ketones?
Oh, God. What is it with the ketones? What?
I don't know.
What
I'm just intrigued.
What is a ketone?
You like my fakie?
It looks yellow gold.
It is.
It's fake?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know because I couldn't find my real
one. In
case
she gets jumped.
Weird. Ketones, what road are we going down now?
I don't know. Has anyone tried it or heard of it or anything?
What is it?
I don't know. It's
in
a liquid.
Is it a band?
It's a shot you take. I got some.
Okay.
So we'll try them next week.
Like a shot?
It's supposed to give you like the energy of a bull, but without like the uneasiness and with more mental clarity.
Now, is this FDA approved?
None of these things are, by the way.
Oh, none of vitamins. And we need your dad here to tell us.
None of them are.
What?
None of them. Even the chlorophyll drops that I usually put in my water that have been around forever are not FDA.
Oh, my God.
They're not evaluated by the FDA, and I don't know. Like, none of it really is.
So what about, like, what if this gives you heart palpitations? Are you not scared about that? Taking something
ketones?
That's going to give you
ketones?
Energy?
I don't think it does anything like that.
Well, I think we need to go down a deep dive TikTok on ketones.
Ketones. I think it's a natural occurring hormone.
Well, then they
fuel
should
of choice for
naturally.
Top athletes. Nature's super fuel. When the body needs energy to function and at its best, it uses ketones.
So you just throw some extra in there?
Ketones are a type of chemical that your liver produces when it breaks down fats.
Oh, so when you're working out.
Your body uses ketones for energy, typically during fasting, long periods of exercise, or when you don't have as many carbohydrates in your system.
Well, that's ketosis, so it's part
of
that process.
You can have low levels of ketones in your blood without it being a problem. What do ketones do to your body? It upsets the chemical balance of your blood. What?
Sounds fun.
I feel like, I don't know about
this. Oh my God,
yes.
If left untreated can poison your body?
Perfect.
Oh, that's where we're going to look. Ketones.
What is furniture going to... We need new furniture. We've been saying this.
I feel like I'm going to move and this is going to... Oh!
Jesus.
There's an eject button. We can just eject you through the roof.
Okay, just try not to move.
I don't know if it is FDA approved.
Well,
none of these things are. Yeah, that's what we're telling
you. I guess
you.
The vitamins aren't either.
Not typically.
What vitamins?
Just vitamins. I mean, your dad was
saying... Supplements,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad told me the other day he's gonna start his podcast back up. I'm like, are we in competition? Yeah. And I need a co-host. I'm like, this
Who's
is sounding awfully.
Who's
going
to be?
I don't know. Maybe you.
I'm not that great. Not that great.
He needs somebody fun.
I should have researched that before ordering 24 bottles.
Yes, you can't go in that strong.
Why do you go so ham on your quantities?
I couldn't. That was the lowest level I could order.
Like your grass is greener spray paint. You had
a
12
pack. Lowest order I could order.
You spray your grass
with spray paint. Yeah.
Sometimes. Is that? Did you do the yard?
Yeah.
But you know what else they make? I just saw the Renew brand.
What?
They make a concrete spray. To renew the concrete, it's probably just gray spray paint. But
what are you renewing on concrete though?
You know, if concrete gets
like oil.
Hey, but can you spray it and it fills up the cracks?
No, that would there are other products for that, by the way. I've been researching
this
all kinds
very
of
good.
Things.
I had a concrete situation at my house.
Yeah.
And that's how that spray came up. I think it's just more of a topical makeup for your concrete kind of vibe.
Why are you going to be spending that on the concrete and you'd be spending
expensive.
It on your face?
Because it's the same thing that the lawn spray
does.
Oh,
you do. I guess it looks
Where
good.
Do you have concrete in your house?
I have a lot of aggregate, that mid-century kind of pebbled-looking concrete.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Do you find it, are you offended when someone asks you the price of something? Like, when my kids ask me the price of things, I don't always tell them because it's not necessary for them. But if I asked you, for instance, if you renovated or bought a piece of furniture or did something at your house and I asked you the price, would you be offended? Would that be?
I don't think I'd be offended.
But you wouldn't want to tell me?
No, I would tell you.
But you would hate me.
Would you talk shit about her behind
her
back?
No, I don't think
good,
I
right?
would. But I think, like, I mean, I don't know. I kind of grew up in the sense of, like, you don't ask how much things cost.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, like, your close friend or something, that doesn't, of course
your
I'm going
to. Your hair looks good.
Thanks, I washed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're
no,
welcome.
It's your sleep.
Fly
show.
Away. Thank you.
Oh,
finally.
Really?
She,
okay,
she,
well, it feel it. It
no.
feels like crust.
No. She no, first
too,
made fun of me, and now I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, I'm sorry. The first stroke
yours
was
good
comical.
Too. Well, whatever. I was trying to do it fast. Okay.
So look, I would tell, but.
Reluctantly?
I mean, if you asked me how much something was, I would tell you.
I don't
you.
Think I ever have, though.
No.
I like to know. I don't know why. As a little girl, I would ask my dad often. And again, as a little girl, I'm not sure all of it is relevant to me.
Yeah.
But a car or a house or
I don't think it's
to anything, to a pair of shoes. I just like to know price. And he would shut me down so much that I think it became a thing for me to I always want to know. I'm always want to know prices.
I think it's more okay to ask the price of something than it is like a salary.
No.
Oh,
a
that's
salary.
No, that's different.
I wouldn't
that's
ask
different.
A salary.
But also, too,
I would
I mean,
never be like,
look,
how much did you make
somebody,
a year?
If somebody is like, let's say somebody likes your outfit or somebody likes your shoes and they ask you how much it costs or where you get it or something, I think there are sneakier ways than just saying,
I
like, how
shoes.
Much does
Who
that cost? Yeah. And then you go online and you find it. Now, if you're asking if you got like something done on your house or a retaining wall or your bathroom done and you had some work done, and you just don't have any clue how much that whole process costs, so you're just asking people, like,
what's
you know,
range,
what is this that something costs, I think that's totally fine. I mean, if there is intent behind it of, like, you wanting to buy that or find something like it or get an idea, if it's just to be like, how much was that just out of nowhere, maybe not.
I don't know. I just like to know. Even when it's not relevant to me, I somehow want to know. Just for context in the world.
Well, and then you, I guess you educate yourself on how much stuff is because, you know.
I mean, but asking her, I'd be like, this is amazing. I want
to
do it.
I said my friend's obsessed. I need to know how much. But I don't think she'll care. She's told me a lot of things. But also, like, with jewelry, she makes jewelry, but she has a lot of other jewelry that she doesn't make. And I'll always be like, what's the range or how much do you, you know? And she'll tell me. But I don't think that it's appropriate always.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, me personally, it's...
That's her business,
it's,
though.
But it's... But I ask on other things, too. I just context. I like to know
I get
a
that
sense
because
of
I do understand that because
pricing.
You're kind of, like, educating yourself in that. Because then it's like, okay, well, now I know if I want this, then it is in my budget or it's not in my budget. Or you kind of – there's an awareness
even
to
if
it.
I know it's out of my budget. Like, I want to know what that insane brand-new sports car costs.
I think
I just want to know. I just want
to
know.
Your close friends. I think it's okay to ask, like, your close, safe friends. If you don't know somebody and you're just like, whoa.
I wouldn't do that. But my dad shut me down so many times as a little girl that it
backfired
enraged
on
me.
You.
No, I just now I'm like, I will know. I will know.
Ted keeps asking how much our house cost. I'm like,
I don't think that's appropriate.
But also,
I tell him it costs $300.
Even if he knew, it wouldn't register because, you know, he's not of an age where he could even grasp $300 versus $300,000 versus $300 million. He wouldn't really
know.
He
doesn't.
But also, too, I mean, for me, it's like you never talk about politics. I guess this is a Southern thing.
I know.
You never talk about politics.
Where my dad's coming from.
You never talk about religion. You never talk about, you know, how much things cost. You know,
it's just talking about what things cost.
That to me is like kind of.
I could give a shit about talking about religion. Like,
because they're all touchy subjects that it's like, unless you're in your safe zone area with your people, that's a thing. But like,
you know,
it can just get tricky.
It is, you do have to have boundaries around it. I mean, asking somebody what they make for a living or a salary or a bonus or investments and things like that, that is totally, totally private. But I guess when it's a product or a service.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
fine. I feel like bets are off.
Yeah.
I mean, Dom thinks he could buy a house with the money in his wallet. I think he has a few hundred dollars in there. He's like, I could probably buy us another house.
Mm-hmm. You're like, you could.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Ted doesn't understand.
I really analyzed that, but it is just part of my character.
Well, I'm not offended.
Okay, I'm going to come over and just ask about everything.
You can ask
Did we ask you the cost of something?
No, I'm just, no.
No, I said, do you think it's offensive that I'm asking my friend? Yeah.
No, she's your friend. Ask.
Like,
you
she has
know.
This
you
trainer. She works out with me at LEC a few days a week. And then her husband just hired this trainer who I actually know because his kids went to preschool at the other preschool with my kids. And Durant, he actually has designed some gyms for these really expensive spec houses. He's sort of like the top tier guy. And she was saying her husband hired him to personal train him a few days a week and that she's doing it with them some days.
Yeah.
And I was just, I was like, how much is he charging? She goes, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, but like, I need to know.
Because some people don't want to, everybody
spends. It was double what Duran guessed.
Money is different. Everybody spends their money differently. So I think some people are more reluctant to say how much they spend on something because to one person, you know, working out may be like so important and so important to someone, and that's their health, and they will spend that money. But then another person, but another person may not. They'd spend it on.
I can't stop thinking about how much it was.
For me, though, unless you're working out for me, there's a limit to like what, unless you're applying like six pack to my stomach for that amount of, like, because it's work. You have to work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no matter how much you pay someone, you still have to.
Yeah.
You still have
to. Wait,
do
what
work.
Do you mean? What's your limit?
What I'm saying, more than a couple $100 an hour would be my limit. Like, because unless you're legit working out for me and can translate it to my body, what is worth
because,
that? Because,
I mean, not to like, I mean, that's what I was, the good thing about TikTok. If you are. What's the word I'm looking for?
What?
Why am I going blank? If you are, if you can do, why am I having this
self-sufficient?
Lapse? No, but like you can do some, motivated.
Yes.
If you're motivated by yourself
and
you have a good workout, or this is what I was saying about TikTok. I'm really going off on a tangent, but there are workouts on TikTok. If you just, if you're motivated, it's like, you can do it by yourself and then save that money for, like, I don't know.
But you think there's, like...
But everyone's different. That's the thing.
But you mean there's things on TikTok that you wouldn't see otherwise that's so innovative that it's
well,
like
I mean,
new...
I guess you could go to YouTube.
I wouldn't, though. YouTube seems archaic at this point.
Well, anything on the internet. I mean, you could Google, but this is so easy. It's like you look, and then here they are. They have, like, squats, weights, all these, like, exercises that you, the trainers, are also basically doing with
you. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're not super motivated, you need a trainer or something to, like, get it. But my whole point about that is, like, asking how much that is. Like, some people, your friend just said a lot because she's probably like, well, I don't want... You know, somebody might spend this on that, but not but that.
No, I know. And then I push her into to the point of, like, I almost back her into a corner. I sort
you're
of
like,
feel bad.
Tell me.
But I don't think she really cares. I personally find working out with a trainer doesn't motivate me. Mm-hmm. I do better in a class setting. And that's why I continue going to a class. Because otherwise, even if it doesn't matter how much I was paying, I don't want to work as hard. I'm not really that. I mean, I'm accountable, but I don't know. You do well with a trainer. You work out with a trainer.
It's easier when you do it with someone.
You guys always do it together?
You should do it with us once.
How often do you guys do it?
Tuesday, Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look, I like it. It's fun to do it with somebody else, but...
You could do it without a trainer.
Do you do it at Bert's? But Bert doesn't do it with you.
Sometimes he will.
Oh.
Like, my husband works out every single day. He could be a trainer.
Yeah.
And he will give me little workouts to do and, like, tell me this is how long you need to run, this is how. And then I can do it by myself.
You do 3 days a week?
Hell no.
Two.
Two. And even at
you
that,
said Tuesday,
I'm like,
Thursday?
Yeah.
Even at that, I'm trying to just narrow it down to one.
But if I don't go with you, if I don't go with you.
Different. Are you sweating when you leave?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at your Apple Watch. Yeah. Also, too, if you
want
to join my jank ass
Christmas.
Gym.
I want a Garmin, I think. No, not a Garmin.
Apple
Watch.
Sorry.
I want an Aura.
Okay. Let's get Auras.
Santa, please bring me an Aura.
Let's ask our producer to buy us Auras so we can talk about it.
Okay, Mabel wants us to be done. Megan, I love you.
I was the worst guest.
You were so interesting.
They weren't. Let's go drink.
You should have me back on with talking points.
I think we had some good talking points today, but yes, we will have you back, and we will have wine, and potentially more subjects for you to review with us.
Yes, please.
Or just throw you into the abyss
Thank
and see what comes out.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, Cottie.
Thank you.
See you next week.
I'm mad at you.
Feels like it.
I love you. Don't worry about it.